This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. A prisoner exchange is taking place between Russia and Ukraine. According to AFP, the French news agency, the swap apparently means freedom for the 24 Ukrainian sailors apprehended when Russia seized their ship off the coast of Crimea last year. Charles Maines reports for VOA in Moscow.
Early Saturday, buses were seen leaving Moscow's Lefortovo prison, and a Ukrainian state plane arrived at Vnukovo Airport in the Russian capital. While the exact number, list, and timing of the prisoner exchange is not yet known, the leaders of both countries have insisted a large-scale trade was imminent in recent days. In the coming days, we will jointly make an announcement, as we agreed with the authorities in Ukraine, said Russian President Vladimir Putin while addressing the prisoner exchange issue at an economic forum in the far eastern city of Vladivostok on Thursday. Putin called the move a good step forward towards the normalization of relations with Ukraine. Recently elected Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky came to power, promising to bring Ukrainian prisoners in Russia home and end the conflict in East Ukraine. In July, Putin and Zelensky held their first talk since the Ukrainian took office.
That was Charles Maines in Moscow reporting for VOA. The head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization says Tehran has begun using its advanced centrifuges to enrich uranium beyond the limits of the 2015 Six-Nation Nuclear Agreement, a treaty U.S. President Donald Trump abandoned well over a year ago. Iran also warned Europe it has little time left to offer new terms allowing the country to sell its crude oil abroad, despite the tough American sanctions regime against it. Taliban militants have staged an attack on the western Afghan city of Farah. No immediate word on casualties. On Thursday, the NATO-led military alliance said an American and a Romanian were killed in action in Kabul, raising the number of U.S. military deaths so far this year to 16. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The Indian Space Research Organization says it lost contact today with its Chandrayaan-2 spacecraft, minutes before a lander module was to make a critical touchdown on the surface of the moon. Millions in India stayed up to watch live images of the planned soft landing that was to place the lander on the unexplored south pole of the moon around 2 a.m. local time. Kay Sivan is chief of the space organization.
Vikram lander descent was as planned and normal performance was observed up to an altitude of 2.1 kilometers. Subsequently, the communications from the lander to ground station was lost. The data is being analyzed.
Chandrayaan-2 entered the moon's orbit on August 20th after a six-week journey from Earth. Success would have made India only the fourth country, other than the United States, Russia, and China, to put a space vessel on the moon. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said despite the setback, he was proud of his country's space scientists. Hurricane Dorian continues to move up the Atlantic coast toward Canada with sustained winds of 150 kilometers an hour. This after making landfall over Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, and devastating the Bahamas, where the final death toll could be enormous. The international community has ramped up efforts to assist in the Bahamas. The hurricane hit the islands as an extremely powerful Category 5 storm, and an estimated 70,000 people are in need of immediate humanitarian relief. Bahamian officials say hundreds, if not thousands, of people are still missing. The Trump administration is said to be weighing sharp cuts in the number of refugees to be allowed into the United States. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has our report.
Sources inside the Trump administration say there are discussions about reducing the cap on foreign refugees because of the large number of asylum seekers at the U.S.-Mexico border and people from other countries trying to escape war and natural disasters. Some advisors want the number to be 15,000 or fewer, cutting in half the current cap of 30,000. One source says there's a meeting early this coming week on that topic. Because of tighter screening requirements by the Trump administration, there have been fewer refugee admissions since 2017. But the White House says the U.S. remains at the forefront of countries helping people fleeing persecution. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Hong Kong leaders are limiting transportation services to the city's airport today, trying to prevent demonstrations. Some pro-democracy leaders want more protests, even though earlier this week, Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam announced the formal withdrawal of an extradition to China bill, a proposed measure that initially sparked the political turmoil in the streets of the Chinese semi-autonomous territory. Gene Randall, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, all